the moment when you first fell in love with God? Can you remember that tearful moment of joy when you first fell in love with God? What about the moment when you had accepted Christ as your Savior? Do you remember crying out loud and saying something like, "Lord, I surrender all for you"? Just like so many Christians at that moment of falling in love with God, you were so hungry and thirsty for God. You were willing to learn more about Him, and you were willing to do everything and anything necessary to be in His presence. God definitely remembers and cherishes that moment in time too. It was a beautiful and life-changing moment when you were saved. Your church family and friends that was present during your acceptance were praying for you because they understood that being saved made you a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and a new member in the body of Christ. Here is something worth shouting about too. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit were looking down from heaven, and they were rejoicing about you becoming their newest heir and joint heir with Christ Jesus, Romans 8:17. The Bible also says in Luke 15:10, at the moment of your acceptance of Christ, the angels in heaven were rejoicing for you too. Amen. Falling in love with God means being in His presence. A love relationship is normally between two willing persons. No relationship on earth or in heaven can grow without spending good quality time together. The same is true with our relationship with our Heavenly Father, but at a spiritual level. Let us not forget that we were created to communicate, worship, and to fall in love with God. Falling in love with God means that you want to be in His presence, not just at a Sunday morning service, but every day and every second when you can and everywhere that you go. Yes, God is aware that you are seeking Him. Our mighty God is omnipotent, meaning God is all-powerful, omniscient, meaning God is all-knowing, and omnipresent, meaning God is everywhere. That is why He is God and there is no other, Isaiah 45:5. Hallelujah and amen. How to fall deeper in love with God. When I first fell in love with God, I made it my life's mission to get into the Spirit so that I could approach our spiritual God. Secondly, I made sure that I set aside specific time each day to spend time with Him so that I could express my love, admiration, to pray and worship Him. My love for Him started increasing at a deeper spiritual level and at an accelerated rate. I also found out that listening to the lyrics and sounds of gospel music helped me to focus all my attention on Him. I also sense God's sweet presence when I bow down, worship, and treat my secret place as holy ground. I also sense that He loves me even more too. Every day, I find it easier, but still overwhelming in a sweet way that I can still tell and show God that I love Him, just like I did when I first fell in love with Him. Secondly, when I tell God I love Him, I find the words are very true. When I tell Him the reasons why I love Him, I find it refreshing and rewarding. His response is even more powerful. I can feel the presence of the Godhead, and I can hear their still quiet voices acknowledging in my spirit their confirmation to me that they, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loves me too. My day becomes brighter and brighter. I respond back with something I wrote by the unction of the Holy Spirit, #ILoveJesus 2-star operator I am for Christ Ministries. Amen. How to show God that you love Him. To love God is to put Him first. The number one commandment is to love God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, Mark 12:30. It's an undivided and unconditional love. God is our priority. If we love God with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, then we won't allow other things in this world to crowd in. Our love for God is manifested by loving people, Mark 12:31, but we do not love the things of the world. To love God is to desire Him, to yearn for His righteousness, His word, and His grace. Once we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, Psalm 34:8, we want more of Him. If we love God, we will be like Mary of Bethany, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said, Luke 10:39. If we love God, the psalmist's description in Psalm 19:10 of the Word of God will resonate within us. It is more precious than gold, than much pure gold, sweeter than honey from the comb. Finally, to love God is to obey Him. Jesus tells us, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." John 14, 15, 23, 15, 10, 1 John 5, 3. However, this is not a matter of merely following rules and registering good deeds. It is about having God's love written indelibly on our hearts. We naturally wish to please those we love. When we love God, we will want to please Him and obey His commands eagerly. I delight to do your will, Psalm 48. God loves it when we spend time with Him too. We all need to spend private time with God expressing our love to Him, also known as, aka me time, aka one-on-one time. Yes, our prayer life is our most important private time spent with God. We must also listen and wait upon God's response and guidance to our prayers. One of the most important lessons that I have learned during my 30-plus years of ministry is how important and spiritually beneficial it is to fall in love with God and to spend good quality private time with Him. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 6, "Go to your secret place, pray, and God will reward you." God loves to hear from you, especially when you are spiritually hungry and you want to spend that time alone with Him. King David wrote something amazing in Psalms 42, 1-3, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" I like the New King James Version, NKJV, translation better. It speaks to my heart and soul. Psalms 42 verses. One is the deer pants for the water brooks. So pants my soul for you, O God. Two, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Three, my tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" The valuable lessons of King David. King David knew firsthand the thirst, hunger, and importance of spending time with God. The Bible clearly illustrates that King David spent a lot of private time with God. This is why I believe David the shepherd boy was empowered by the Holy Spirit to defeat the giant Goliath when David was a boy shepherding his father's sheep. The power of the Holy Spirit continued later with King David. That is why he was so victorious in battles. King David was never a perfect man. He knew how, what for, when to pray to God, 1 Chronicles 29, 10-20, when to weep, 2 Samuel 15, 31, when to dance, praise and worship, 2 Samuel 6, 14, the importance of fasting, and when to seek the face of God to plead for forgiveness, 2 Samuel 12, 16, and lastly when to be quiet to listen to the directions of God. This is why I believe King David was forgiven by God, because he was a man after God's heart. Despite all of King David's imperfections as a man, God through His grace and mercy still used King David's life lessons to equip him with the wisdom, knowledge, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write 73 of the 150 Psalms. Amen. You have the authority to approach God and express your love. There are many ways to approach God, to spend private time with Him, and to express your love towards Him. God is your Abba Father, and He will love to hear from you. Remember, it is your private time that you will spend with God and your expression of love. You will need to develop the approach and method that works best for you. Preparing the atmosphere to approach God in the Spirit. Let me share this valuable lesson that I had learned during my Bible college days at World Harvest Bible College's School of the Spirit. The Bible says in John 4, 23-24, especially in verse 24, that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The Bible is clear that when we approach God, we must be obedient to His word by approaching Him in the Spirit. The Bible also says in Matthew 27, 51, that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn in two. Jesus became the sacrificial Lamb of God. John 1, 29 and John 1, 36. Jesus' death has given you and me, us, direct access to God. There is no more need of a high priest, minister, or someone else to approach God on your behalf, Hebrews 14, 16. Jesus is our high priest. You can approach God for yourself. There is no more need of the blood of bulls and goats to be slaughtered for our sins. Jesus is our high priest and the final blood offering for our sins, 1 John 1, 7. Understanding that you have the authority to approach God. Please don't miss this. Jesus is now the mediator between man and God. Jesus is seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father, speaking on your behalf to the Father. Read Romans 8, 34. You now have the authority to approach him for yourself. When God sees you approaching him, he no longer sees our sin. He sees the righteousness of his child. We have access. Our spiritual God grants us a private audience with him that allows us to spiritually communicate and express our love, our personal emotions, our personal praises of joy, our personal lamentations, and to personally give God the praises and thanksgivings for the blessing that he has given to us. This also allows us to praise him and to thank him in advance for what he is planning to do in our future. Now, let us prepare the atmosphere and get into the Spirit so that we can approach our Abba Father. Are you spiritually ready to entering into the throne room of God? Enter in and bless our Father by shouting his name, dance and sing your favorite song, or rejoice with praise and worship. Amen and hallelujah. Let us enter into the presence of God. Click on one of the music playlists below to prepare to enter into the inner court with God's presence. Dwell as long as you like. Psalm 91, 1, Amen. When you return from the presence of God, click the audio play button. Did you love spending your time with God? To go to next segment. Amen.